اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Hussein's decree is that every day is an Ashura and each territory's Karbala implies that his movement must be kept alive and active everywhere and at all times. This statement is our manual of action, just as Imam al-Hussein stood up and said no to the great empire. His decree must be repeated daily, and these morning sessions mean the perpetuation of the negation. Let our children and youth not consider this as a mourning matter. It is not that ours is the weeping nation. They, the enemies of Islam, fear these mourning sessions, for it is a cry in support of the oppressed. It is an outcry in opposition to tyrant.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge from Satan the accursed, and in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, we start another episode of the program, The Spring of Truth. Welcome to this program in which we try to reflect and contemplate and shed some light and paraphrase some of the sayings and valuable words of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who is the founder of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. Imam Khomeini held a very high position and status for women. You have to keep in mind that at the time that when Imam Khomeini came as a political and religious leader, women did not have a high position in the society. Many of them were locked inside their houses because of the belief of some backwarded people that, you know, the women should totally be secluded to the home. They should have zero social presence in the society. And that, you know, they believe that the only place that you can possibly imagine is the home for a woman. Of course, being in the home and, you know, not being in the encounter of the non-mahrams is very good, but sometimes the needs of the society entail the participation, the active participation of the woman. For example, we need women teachers, we need women nurses, women doctors. You know, in certain places in the society, there are gaps which only have to be filled by women and not men. So we need to have educated women who attend universities, who graduate studies, who can help develop their society. But of course, this should not undermine the importance of the family. And the fact that if there is the need for women to come to the society, the preservation of their hijab, their modesty, and the chastity of the society has to be of utmost importance.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he says, men ascend to high heavens from the lap of the women. Elsewhere, he says, the woman is the only being that can deliver individuals to the society by whose blessings the society, nay, the entire societies, are drawn to endurance and lofty human values. The time of our program has come to an end. Thank you very much for being with us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.